Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
The key sentence for lesson 30 is...
もう少し写真を撮りたいです。
I want to take pictures a little longer.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna is taking pictures with her friend Sakura and Sakura's cousin Kenta at a superb view spot of Mount Fuji.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 30. The key sentence is...
もう少し写真を撮りたいです。
I want to take pictures a little longer.
あ、雨だ。急いで帰りましょう。
ちょっと待ってください。もう少し写真を撮りたいです。
雨に濡れたら風邪をひくよ。
Okay, let's explain the skit. Sakura said,
あ、雨だ。
Look, it has started to rain.
あ
is an exclamation you say when you're surprised.
雨
is rain.
だ
is a casual form of
です。
A polite expression at the end of a sentence.
急いで帰りましょう。
Let's go back in a hurry.
急いで
is the て form of the verb
急ぎます。
To hurry.
帰りましょう
is let's go back.Here, ますin
帰ります。
To go back is replaced by ましょう。ましょう is an expression you use when you propose doing something together.
In lesson 16, we learned that by using the て form of verbs, we can say we do some actions in succession. Is 急いで this case too?
Well, basically yes. But there's a difference in a nuance. In lesson 16, one actionfollowed another. Here, two actions occur at the same time. It is not that you hurry up and after that you go back. Here, you go back while being in a hurry. As in this case, you can also use the て form to express how you do the action expressed by the verb that follows it. Let's go back to the skit. Anna says,
ちょっと待ってください。
Wait a moment, please.
ちょっと
is a moment.For a little while.
待って
is the て form of
待ちます
to wait. If you attach
ください
please, you can express a request.
もう少し写真を撮りたいです。
I want to take pictures a little longer. This is today's key sentence.
もう少し
is a little longer.
少し
means a little. It is more polite than sayingちょっと which means the same.
写真
is pictures or photos.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
撮りたい
means to want to take pictures. Here you have changed the ます part of
撮ります
to take pictures to たい. If you use たい, you can express what you want to do.
です
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.Anna is reluctant to leave. Kenta is worried and says,
雨に濡れたら風邪をひくよ。
If you get wet in the rain, you may catch a cold.
雨
is rain.
に
is a particle, here indicating a cause. It indicates that rain is the cause that will make you wet.
濡れたら
means if you get wet. It consists of
濡れた
the た form of the verb.
濡れます。
To get wet and ら. The た form and ら, たら together indicates a condition. So, 濡れたら means if you get wet, an expression of supposition.
So, if we use the た form of verbs and ら together and say たら, we can express a condition.
That's right.
風
is a cold.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
引く
is the dictionary form of
引きます
to catch a cold. It's a casual expression.
よ
is a particle you can put at the end of a sentence. When you tell the listener something he or she is unaware of, You can also use it when you give advice or to call for the listener's caution, as in this lesson. Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 30 again. Today's key sentence is,
もう少し写真を撮りたいです。
I want to take pictures a little longer.
あ、雨だ。急いで帰りましょう。
ちょっと待ってください。もう少し写真を撮りたいです。
雨に濡れたら風邪をひくよ。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, when Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned tara, which indicates a condition. In lesson 29, we learned a particle to, which also indicates a condition. What are the differences?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here is what she says. Both
tara
and
to
indicates a condition.When something is to occur under a certain condition, we use tara or to to set the condition. But compared with tara, the usage of to is limited. We use to when we show that under a certain condition, something always occurs as a law of nature, a habit, or an expected result. So we use it, for example, when we want to say, if you press the switch, you can turn on the light. Here,To connects the condition. You press the switch.
押します。
And its result, the light will be on.
つきます。
So using to, we say,
押すとつきます。
In this case, we can also use tara and say,
押したらつきます。
On the other hand, we cannot use to if we express our intention after we set a condition. Also, we need to use tara.If after expressing a condition, we invite somebody to do something together, or we express a request or a hope. So we use tara in a sentence such as,
雨が降ったら帰りましょう。
Let's go back if it rains. Tara can be used in a wider range than to. So if you're not sure which is better, it's safer to use tara.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have Sound Words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Wow, better not step outside. That's thunder, isn't it?
Yes. In Japanese, this is described as
Goro goro.
Goro goro.Is also used to describe a cat's purring and how a heavy object is rolling over and over. Then, what kind of a sound is this word for?
Koro koro.
It sounds very similar to goro goro, but you know, I'm not sure.
Koro koro describes how a small and light object is turning over. We say a nut or a pebble is rolling down. Koro koro.In today's sound words, we introduced
ゴロゴロ
and
コロコロ。
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日
は I hear that there are many sayings about weather in Japan. If a sunset is beautiful,It'll be fine the next day. Or, if there's a rainbow in the morning, it will rain.
Did you enjoy lesson 30? Today's key sentence was,
もう少し写真を撮りたいです。
I want to take pictures a little longer.
Next time, Anna will visit Sakura's grandmother.
Join us again.
さようなら!